Constitutional leadership returns as President Trump restores election trust, economic power, and national security. Trump's constitutional leadership was fully displayed during the March 26 White House press briefing. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt outlined how President Donald Trump's administration is strengthening America, economically, militarily, and morally. From restoring election integrity to defeating terrorist threats, the Trump team is proving that bold constitutional leadership can restore trust and stability in turbulent times. Key announcements from the briefing. 1. Economic nationalism backed by constitutional leadership. Massive private investments are flowing into America again. Schneider Electric pledged $700 million to upgrade U.S. energy and AI infrastructure. Hyundai committed $20 billion, including a $5.8 billion steel plant in Louisiana, which will create 1,500 high-paying jobs. President Trump also announced that April 2 will be known as Liberation Day. It marks the start of new tariffs designed to protect American workers and manufacturing. This move aligns with his commitment to free and fair trade, a principle rooted in constitutional leadership that places the needs of American citizens above globalist interests. 2. A historic executive order for election integrity. President Trump signed a sweeping executive order to secure U.S. elections. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. It bans foreign nationals from involvement in election administration. It strengthens citizenship verification and directs Homeland Security and the DOJ to ensure only American citizens vote. Journalist Trennis Evans thanked the administration during the Q&A, stating that many reporters had previously been banned from even discussing election integrity. His question applauded the new executive order and asked whether future actions would include same-day voting and hand-counted ballots. 3. Military strength and the peace through strength doctrine. On March 15, President Trump ordered targeted strikes against Houthi terrorists, killing key leaders and restoring maritime safety in the Red Sea. These operations followed the reversal of Biden-era policies that removed the Houthis from the terrorist list. Press Secretary Leavitt emphasized that President Trump acted decisively and lawfully as Commander-in-Chief to protect U.S. interests. While legacy media like The Atlantic attempted to push a signal hoax narrative, Leavitt clarified that no classified information was shared. This has been affirmed by the Secretary of Defense, the CIA, the FBI, and others, countering media misinformation with constitutional leadership. Karoline Leavitt directly addressed the false reporting by The Atlantic's Jeffrey Goldberg. She reminded the press of Goldberg's long history of pushing hoaxes, from false stories about Trump and Gold Star families to the now-debunked Russia collusion narrative. Leavitt held firm. Do you trust a Secretary of Defense who served honorably in uniform or a Democrat activist posing as a journalist? Rather than indulge partisan media, the administration chooses constitutional leadership, grounded in truth and accountability, a biblical worldview on leadership and justice. Romans chapter 13 teaches that rulers are divinely appointed to uphold justice and restrain evil. Christians are called to pray for leaders and discern how governmental actions align with biblical principles of righteousness, mercy, and protection of the innocent. Biblical leadership is characterized by the following, and the Trump record since his inauguration is aligning with the following in bold text. We Christians are praying for Trump to publicly recognize that he is accountable to the Almighty and will kneel and pray before him. Seeking truth, protecting the vulnerable, governing with integrity, recognizing ultimate accountability to God. President Trump's policies are guided by constitutional leadership and supported by biblical principles. National sovereignty, Acts chapter 17 verse 26. Truthful leadership, Proverbs chapter 29 verse 2. Defense of the innocent, Psalm chapter 82 verses 3 to 4. When leaders fear God and honor the Constitution, the people rejoice. Scriptures for reflection. Romans chapter 13 verses 1 to 4 on God's design for government authority. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 1 against dishonest scales. Psalm chapter 33 verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Final word, this briefing proves constitutional leadership is more than a phrase, it's a blueprint. The American people are witnessing a revival of truth, courage, and governance under God. Be watchful, prayerful, and engaged as this administration restores what was lost.